let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
93.1 Jams, Marco and Krista. Boy, this one has really got me here. Breaking bad news. This is sort of one of those things where you don't see it coming.
Yeah.
Tori is pregnant. She knows she's been pregnant with a guy that she recently saw. She started a new relationship, Sam, and he doesn't know that she's pregnant. Yes. But this is a secret that's probably been wearing on you, Tori, for the last month and a half or so, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably every second of every day. Yeah.
Are you 3 months pregnant, did you say?
Yeah.
So first trimester there.
You're going to start definitely showing.
Oh, yeah. Now's the time. Yeah. Well, we're not going to waste.
Right now, I'm not.
Yeah. It's coming.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're getting ready to balloon right up.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry
about
that.
Those little legs are going to be kicking its little foot out of your belly.
That's funny. All right. We're going to call Sam right now and let you break the bad news to him, and we'll try to come in at the end and smooth everything over, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. How are you doing today?
Nothing.
I'm good. Just, you know, another day of work.
Hanging out.
Yeah, you know, wasting time.
I'm super excited to see you tonight.
I know, me too. I've been thinking about it a lot since the last time we hung out.
Me too.
Nice.
But I want to tell you something that's really hard for me to say. I just want to say it before I see you later today.
Just whatever it is.
Okay. Obviously everybody's in lots of relationships. Anyways, I was in a relationship before you. Mm-hmm. And at the tail end of it, I got pregnant. And so, I am currently 3 months pregnant.
Oh my God. That was tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 3 months pregnant. So it's definitely not yours. I think it was just something that I didn't want to tell you right off the bat because I didn't know that we would have such a great connection. And I think that, you know, every date that's gone by, I've gotten more and more scared to tell you. And I feel like now it's just gotten to this place where I really, really like you. And I think I've just been afraid that if I tell you, you'll leave. So now I'm telling you and I'm not really sure what you'll do, but I hope you don't leave.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot. Okay. All right. We're adults. These things happen. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, thank you for listening.
We've taken
it. I have some questions, naturally.
Sure, yeah, anything. I'll answer anything.
Let's just talk about it. So the guy who got you pregnant, what you knew? Did you know you were pregnant before you broke up? Like, what? How do you not want him involved at all? That's kind of confusing to me.
Well, I found out that I was pregnant after we broke up. So, he's not the nicest guy. But I'm definitely not going to shut him out because I'm a nice person. And it's
does
his
he
baby,
know that
so
you're pregnant with his kid?
He does. Yeah.
Okay. I like you too. That's what's making this hard.
I understand.
I don't know. I mean, this is.
Good morning. Is this Sam?
Yes.
Hey, Sam. Hey, buddy. It's Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. We're on a radio station here.
On a radio station?
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing a little segment called Breaking Bad News. We wanted to help Tori because she was super worried, obviously, with this heavy, crazy news that you're getting, which, by the way, you took like a champ. And so I know you're probably still processing a lot here. But before,
do you need a glass of water?
I think I need to sit down.
Do you, yeah. Okay, do that. Sit yeah. down.
All right. So
it's just a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah. It is a lot.
Before you make a decision, I just want to let you know that, you know, my best friend actually married a man who dated her while she was pregnant with another man's baby, and he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
So he was okay with it, and I'm just saying it
so
can
possible.
Work out.
It's possible.
Yeah, happiness can work out.
Here's what we're going to do before we get, this is a super personal thing. We're going to pay for you guys to go out to a real nice place here in Madison. We'll take care of the entire bill so you guys can talk during all the dinner. That way you just like hash everything out and then maybe come to some great conclusion, because you guys seem like a good couple. And this is just a sidetrack into what was going to happen in your relationship. But maybe, you know, maybe you guys can plow through and.
It's real sensitive, and I want to cry, actually. So yeah.
But we'll set you up. You guys go out. We'll take care of the entire bill for you guys, okay?
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, man. So much is making sense. I'm just, like, thinking over the past month and a half.
Yeah.
So did you have any inkling, Sam, that this was happening? But now that you put two and two together, what's in your mind?
Yeah, no, I had no idea, but now it's like I was the only one ever. You know, getting wine with dinner and I just figured it was like a sober January thing.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution. She's like, yeah, this girl, she sticks to her guns.
I'm done drinking.
It all makes sense.